Good morning po sa ating lahat. Magandang umaga po. Ayan. We would like to thank the Lord for this day, another Sunday, na malaya tayo na maka-get together and to worship the Lord. Alam niyo po ba na there are almost 110 people working behind every week to come up lamang po sa ating isang worship programming celebration. Hindi po natin kilala yung marami sa kanila dahil po yung iba, mga gatekeepers po natin, naaarawan po doon, naiinitan. Yung mga ushers po natin, and even the guest relations team, mga praise team and instrumentalists, every one of them, nasa children, pagkatapos ng linggo, iniisip nila yung susunod na linggo. So, in the name of Jesus, and with our great shepherd, can we appreciate every one of them and just give them a warm clap of thanksgiving. Thank you po sa inyo. Kaya sabihin mo sa katabi mo, mainit ngayon, bawal mainit ang ulo. Okay. Let us be kind to one another. Let us appreciate one another. Pwede po bang tignan ninyo yung katabi ninyo, whether siya po ay family member or a neighbor or ngayon nyo lang siya nakita. Kung wala po kayong makitang ma-appreciate sa kanya dahil ngayon nyo lang siya nakita, pwede po bang just say, God bless you? And kung ka-membro mo naman siya ng family, can you say, I love you, I care for you, I miss you? Yon. Salamat sa Panginoon. So allow me to share the word of God sa inyo ngayon dahil po ang ating pastor ay doktor na. So congratulations to Pastor Dr. Al Termulo. Siya po ay graduate ng Doctor of Ministry. Dahil siya po ay doktor, I need to remain patient. Alright. Salamat sa Panginoon. Muli po, magandang umaga sa inyong lahat. Kamusta na po ang nagdaang araw at mga linggo ninyo? We have tackled about tests, no? Last week, tatlong test yon. Have you been tested? Kayo po ba ay sinubok sa kawalan? Sinubok po ba kayo sa mayroon namang plenty experiences? Or the dailiness of our challenges? Have you been tested last week? And the question is, how did you respond to the test? Were you able to pass it? Nakapasa po ba tayo? Ayan. So, nakita natin ang mga Egyptians, no, in the wilderness. Nasa wilderness na sila. So, hinayaan ng Panginoon na sila'y maglakbay doon sa wilderness. That's the road to the promised land. Pero sabi nga long cut yun eh. Dapat doon lang sa 14 na araw nandun na sila sa promised land. But because of their grumbling, because of their negative vibes, no, talaga pong nagtagal sila for 40 years in the wilderness. Ang tagal. Bakit? Because God is into redemptive plan. Redemptive plan. Pero yung redemption ng Panginoon na yon is not just for them to remove, no, from Egypt and go to another place, but removing Egypt from their hearts and therefore replace it with the God of creation and the God of redemption. So, kamusta naman din po tayo ngayon? Lahat din po tayo, we are into wilderness. Ang wilderness natin, yung present journey natin ngayon eh. Together with our family, with our work, with our ministry sometimes, no? And even in our personal walk with the Lord, we experience, no, a lot of challenges in this journey. Kaya lang ang tanong, how are we changing? Kamusta po tayo? Nagbabago po ba tayo? Sana ang pagbabago natin ay nawawala na ang ating pagkatao ng makasalanan at ang nababago sa atin at napapalitan tayo ng kabanalan ng Panginoon. Muli, tingnan mo yung katabi mo and just say to him, to her, salamat sa Diyos. Sige po, salamat sa Diyos. Hindi kita kamukha. Pero purihin ng Diyos dahil nakakamukha mo na siya. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Praise God. Samahan niyo po ako sa panalangin. Hallelujah, God. We thank you so much. Sa init ng araw, Panginoon, dama namin ang init ng pagmamahal mo. Thank you for keeping us safe. Ang ilan po sa amin galing sa mga bakasyon, ang ilan po sa amin galing sa pagtatrabaho, pag-aaral. Pero Lord, pinagbuklod mo kami sa lugar na ito because you are our shepherd, the one who gives us rest in our souls. At dalangin po namin ang araw na ito'y maging kapahingahan namin. At ang kapahingahan na ito'y magdulot sa amin ng pagbabago na habang kami nakamasid sa iyo, we are changing from the inside out, Lord, letting go of who we are and replacing it for who you are, Lord, your glory and your majesty be seen in this church, in every one of us. This is our prayer and joy. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Sige po, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Hallelujah. So, brace yourselves, no? Buckle your seatbelts, kasi ito na, umpisa na po ito ng maaksyon ng mga karanasan ng mga Israelita, no po, sa gitna ng desyerto. After the test, everybody say with me, test. Mayroong unexpected happening that came to them. So, ito'y nakakagimbal at hindi po ito plinano at all of a sudden, no, mayroong ganitong pangyayari. So samahan niyo po ako, tumayo tayong lahat at basahin natin ang salita ng Diyos at tuklasin natin. Let us discover what happened next. After the Lord gave them water in Rephidim, ano ang sumunod? Let's read Exodus chapter 17, 8 to 16. From the English Standard Version, sabay-sabay po tayong basahin ng malakas. Ready, go. Then Amalek came and fought with Israel at Rephidim. So Moses said to Joshua, choose for us men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses told him and fought with Amalek. While Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. And whenever he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands grew weary. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. While Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side, so his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with a sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this as a memorial in a book and recite it in the ears of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it, the Lord is my banner, saying, a hand upon the throne of the Lord. The Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. The Lord bless the reading of His words. We can now take our seats. Let us begin to take a look at the three significant parts of the story to learn from. So ito po'y totoong kwento. Ito po'y totoong karanasan. So muli, after the test, came these unexpected happenings, no po, sa bayan ng Israel na nasa Rephidim, labas ng Ehipto. Tatlong significant parts of the story. Number one, the attack. The attack. Sabi sa verse 8, then Amalek came and fought with Israel at Rephidim. Sino ba itong si Amalek? So ang tawag sa kanila ay Amalekites. Israel, Israelites. Amalek, Amalekites. So ang alam lang natin in the first part of the journey natin in the book of Exodus, Egyptians and Israelites. Ngayon, meron na tayong panibagong alam na lahi. Egyptians, Israelites, and now came the Amalekites. Sila po ay mga paggalagala or the nomads in the desert south of Canaan. So nasa hindi taas, no, nasa baba, tama ba, ng Canaan. They were descendants of Esau, no, sa Tagalog ay Esau. Pero si Esau po ang kanilang lolo. Kasi sabi sa Genesis chapter 36 verse 12, i-trace natin ang lahi ni Amalek or Amalekites. Esau's son Eliphaz also had a concubine named Timna who bore him Amalek. So si Esau ang lolo, si Eliphaz ang tatay ni Amalek. Ngayon, hindi bago sa atin si Esau. May kakambal siya. Sinong kakambal niya? Very good. Si Jacob. Everybody say with me, Jacob. Si Jacob na nagkaroon ng encounter sa Panginoon. And Jacob's name was changed to? Very good ulit. So, si Jacob, siya ang ancestors, no? At siya ay pinalitan nga ng pangalang Israel at sa kanya galing ang lahi ng Israelita. So, ang tanong, magkaano-ano si Amalek or Amalekites and the Israelites? All right. In short, magkamag-anak. Do you agree? All right. So, naniniwala kayo magkamag-anak si Amalekites and the Israelites? Okay, iniisip niyo, pamangkin? Ay, hindi. Apo sa pamangkin? Basta, distant relatives sila. Okay. Pero, anong ginawa ng Amalekites? So, sila po'y pag-alagala sa Rephidim. Nakita nila ba nga Israelita? At nabalitaan nila na pinaghimalaan sila ng Diyos? Aba, dumating po sila doon para ano? Labanan ang Israelita. So apparently, they were attempting to dislodge. Ibig sabihin ay paalisin, no? Or kaya, yun nga, talagang dislodge the Israelites from Rephidim. You know, pagka po sinabi nating Rephidim, ang ganda ng lugar, ang ganda ng pangalan, kasi this is a place of rest. Meron daw po itong oasis of water. Kanino galing yun? Galing kay God. So, imagine ninyo po, no? Nasa place of rest ang mga Israelita. And then, suddenly, these Amalekites came for what purpose? To fight them. So, I want us to see here, no po, how the enemy attacks. There are two things. Number one, they attack in our unguarded moments. In our resting time. In our passive moment. In our time of victory. In our time of satisfaction. Kanina lang, kahapon lang, o nung nakarang araw, nag-grumble sila, wala silang makain, binigyan sila ng Lord ng mana, wala silang ulam, binigyan sila ng quail, wala silang matinom, binigyan sila ng tubig, and now they are in Rephidim. Wow! Merong oasis of water and they feel rested. But here, no, in their unguarded moments, came the enemy. Mga kapatid, this is how the enemy attacks us. Hindi niya tayo iya-attack when we are into devotional time, when we are into day with Jesus, when we are, wow, hype in our emotions, praising God. He will attack us, no, when everything feels or seems so good. Walang need, may answered prayer, may satisfaction? Beware. Because the Amalekites attacked the Israelites in Rephidim in the place of rest. not only did the enemy come, no, in their unguarded moments, but also in forces. No, talagang armado po ang mga ito kasi ang sabi doon, they came and fought the Israelites. Hindi pa pwedeng makikipag-usap lang. Armado po ito. Pero in our lives, no, sa buhay natin ngayon, yes, we agree na na-observe din natin, we get attacked in our unguarded moments. Pero ang tanong, saang bahagi o papaano at saan nang gagaling ang attack mo? And most of the time, no po, itinuturo natin kay Satanas. Kapag ka ikaw ay nahirapan, o kapag ka ikaw ay nahulog sa tukso, o pagka ikaw ay nakapagsalita ng masakit, o kaya mayroong mga bagay na namalikan desisyon, parang you look for something or someone to blame to, and that is Satan. Kaya minsan nagtatampo na si Satanas eh. Sabi niya, ba't ako na naman? Puro ako na lang. We need to know where these attacks would come. No? At saan ka prone sa attack na ito? So you know, alam niyo po bang Amalek or Amalekites? Sila ay galing sa lahi ni Izo. Anong nananalaytay na dugo kay Izo down to his descendants? We know Izo, he changed his, kumbaga, he despised. Talagang, kumbaga sa Tagalog po, ay binaliwala niya, itinapon niya ang kanyang pagiging panganay. Binaliwala niya yung blessing na para sa panganay. Saan? Kapalit ng panandali ang ligaya. Ang sabi nga ng isang commentator, for Izo, his God was his stomach. Anong ibig sabihin? Masayahan lang ako, mabusog lang ako, masapatan lang ako, okay nang lahat. So this is the kind of spirit that within the Amalekites. They don't have the value of God. They resist the importance, the identity that God is giving them. So they live on their own. Si Izo, nagpakalayo-layo siya. Hindi niya sinunod ang kanyang mga magulang. And he married a Canaanite woman. So Amalek represents our brother sa panahon natin ngayon. Just like these threefold enemies. Number one, the world. Number two, the flesh, and then the devil. Let's take a look one by one. There are three evil forces. So, nung panahon ng mga Israelites, nakita nila, wow, the Amalekites were already there, coming and fighting, no, for them, against them. But sa panahon natin ngayon, in our unguarded moments, saan pa nang gagaling ang ating laban? So, hindi laging kay Satanas. Number one in the world, from the world. Sabi sa 1 John 2:17, the world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. Mga kapatid, let us open our eyes. There is this seduction of the world. Mayroon pong seducing power ang mundo. We are from God. Hindi talaga tayo dito eh. Doon talaga ang pagkamamamayan natin sa langit. So tayo ay nandito sa lupa for a purpose so that His kingdom will advance here on earth. No? Let your kingdom come as it is in heaven, now here on earth as well. Pero nung nandito tayo sa pansamantalang lugar natin, pagtungtong mo sa world, what's in the world? Wow! Everybody say with me, wow! Ang ganda ng mundo! Ang sarap ng pagkain. No? The appetites, no? Wow, talagang isisi Diyos ka, aakitin ka ng mundo. This is our enemy number one. And in our unguarded moment, the world, though, nakita natin, isa siyang lugar, pero meron siyang kapangyarihan to distract your attention, to seduce you, and take away your desires that is for God, and now desiring the world. And beware, because all the wow things and all the wow experience that in this world, ano sabi sa Bible? Everybody, ano sabi po doon? Will pass away. Pangsamantala lang. Masisira, mawawasak. You see, kamakailan, or just last week, we see the might of Dubai. Ang ganda ng bansang yon. And excited ako to see Dubai. But before we see Dubai, wow! It was hit, no po, with talaga pong unimaginable storm. Parang bumaba ang galit ng langit. No, and you see, lahat ng mga magagandang mga kotse, name it, and lubog sa tubig, lumalangoy, hindi mo na alam kung anong estado niya sa buhay. You know, all these things, everybody say with me, all. All that you have in this world will pass away. But whoever, let us see our distinction, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. Mga kapatid, my forever. My forever. But only to those who do the will of God. So in our unguarded moments, no, kamakailan, I was reading, no po, of course, sa mga FB din yan, pero merong doon mga notification about loving this world so much and letting go and how do you overcome yung pong mga addiction to travel destination, addiction to destination, something like that. And people are into it. Pinapaliit na po ng mundo ang mga bagay. Pinapasimple na ng mundo mga bagay so you can reach it. And when you have it, you will cling on it. And then therefore, where will you be? In the will of God. Number two, enemy is the flesh. Galatians 5:16 says, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." Do you see here the common word? Desire. Dine-desire natin yung mundo. Dine-desire din natin yung flesh. And what's in the flesh? It's the appetite, the cravings. It is the most active enemy we have. Pisil-pisilin mo yung katabi mo. Yan. Yung pakiramdam na yan. Prone yan to the enemy. Actually, it is one source of our enemy. Because it's within us all the time. Kaya nga, paalala sa atin ni John, the beloved, di ba? In 1 John chapter 2, be very careful about this lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Kanya pong binigyan, emphasis, ano ba ang meron sa laman? Ano ang mga gusto ng laman? Nagsisimula yan sa mga nakikita, sa mga desire, gusto ko yun. Gusto ko din yon. Parang ang sarap noon. Parang ang ganda doon. And then, the lust of the flesh is about the sexual sins. Yun. All sexual sins. And then, the pride of life speaks of the spiritual sins. Nasaan ang gagaling yon? Hindi na yung dinidikta sa atin ni Satanas. Ginugusto na natin. And sabi dito, the desires of the flesh. Kaya wag nating isisi lahat kay Satanas. Kasi kulang pa, no, yung ating sarili. No, yung sarili lang natin ay sapat na para wasakin natin yung buhay natin. because of our indulgence to the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Muli, babanggitin natin, the Amalekites attacked the Israelites, and knowing Amalekites came from Ezo, the spirit lingering, no? Walang fear of God. Running away from God, independent from God, disobedient, prideful, lustful, obeying the appetite of the flesh. And last, number three, ito yung kalaban natin, na akala natin palagi, pero nandito din siya. The devil himself. Everybody read with me John 8:44. You belong to your father, the devil. And you want to carry out your father's desires. You see? No? Sa lahat ng ating pakikipagtugali, sa mga attacks na meron tayo, saan ito nagsisimula? Sa ating desire. And now, with the devil, sabi doon, sino yung kine-carry out natin na kaisipan at kaparaanan? Sabi, the devil. Your father, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. Ano ang description dito kay Satanas? He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. So, anong weapon niya? Lies and deception. He will speak to you that you are not loved by God. O, mahal ka ba ni Lord? Kahapon siguro mahal ka niya. E ngayon, nagkasala ka. Ay, di ka niya mahal. O, talaga lang? Kaya mo yan? Nagsiserve ka? And yet, you're doing this? O, talaga? And then, we can deceive people somehow. Sa labas, we can praise God, and then sa loob, we curse God in our silent and in our private room. We do the enticement of the devil. Bakit natin yung ginagawa? Like those who are hooked into pornography. Bakit ka nagpo-porn? In the first place, you believe first in the lie of Satan that you are alone. You are unloved. No one is looking at you. No one is giving importance to you. Go, look at the cell phone. Meron kang company. And nandun na yung enticement and craving. And therefore, ipabombard ka na ng marami pong links. And believing, why? Why are you doing this? Because I'm lonely. I'm depressed. I had no one. Buti pa yung cellphone. This is a big lie of the devil. Ay sabi sa emotionally healthy woman, be very careful because when you lie or you live in lie, you are in Satan's domain. This is the attack of the devil. Ano sabi niya? He was a murderer. Kaya 1 Peter 5:8 says, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Wala siyang ibang gusto kundi patayin ka. To take away the breath of God in you. No, siguro tatanggalin niya muna ang attention mo sa Panginoon. Nanakawin niya yung affection mo na dapat sa Diyos. Ililito ka niya sa mga priorities and sa mga values mo. Kasi sasabihin mo, kawawa ako, or kaya deserve ko naman ito. Sige, pagbibigyan ko na ang sarili ko. But in that way, you're losing your central focus on God and beginning no po to believe in the lies and deception of Satan na on this way, on by this way, ako lamang makakafeel ako ng love. Remember, alam na natin to. The first fall story in the Bible. So let us be warned with this. So muli, hindi lamang po sa panahon ng mga Israelita at panahon ng mga Amalekites sila na po. The enemy came and fought against them. At gayon din tayo ngayon. So Amalekites represent right now these three forces of the enemy. Ano po ito? The world, the flesh, and the devil. You need to assess and know, saan ako prone? And then we can see here the strategies to fight the enemies. You need to fight the enemy. So sabi dito, in the past, or kumbaga early part of chapter 16 and 17, nakita natin how God provided for them and how God blessed the Israelites despite of their grumbling, despite of their reklamo against the Lord at hindi pa sila nasasapatan at nagugustuhan nila ang mga bigay ng Panginoon. Well, here when we see, no? Hindi lang si God at hindi lang sila ang nandun. Sa lugar na yon, may iba ng persona. Do you see how the attack came? Minsan, ang feeling natin, ang sarap makipag-relate kay God. Parang, oh, naabot ko ng lahat. I have arrived it there. Yeah, I have arrived it there. And masarap na ang buhay. Andito na ang Panginoon. Kristiyano na ako. Andito ang asawa ko, mga anak ko, and everyone. Wow, we're so happy. Be very careful. The enemy could come anytime. Because Christian life is not an easy walk in the park. It's a daily battle. Everybody say with me, daily. It's a daily battle against 7-Eleven. Hindi nga pa alam yung daily. Daily, yung kulay pink. Yung 7-Eleven. So it's a daily battle. Ayun pala yun. Explain. It's a daily battle against 7-Eleven, against Alpha Mart. It's a daily battle against powerful forces of evil that threaten us. You know, our flesh, wag mong maliitin yung flesh mo. Malakas yan. Yung world, wag mo sabihin, nakatungtong ka lang sa world, kaya mo yan. No. Force yan. And the evil and the devil, wag mo siyang maliitin. Hindi siya nagpapakita na parang napakaganda and forever you will have, wow, the wow thing. I want us to pause for a while and just take a look how the devil attacks in a very short clip. Are we ready for the clip? Let's take a look. Look how the devil thou attacks. He treats you like a princess. Kuhanin niyo po sa tech team yung link and I'll give it to you. You see that? Anong reaction niyo? Ay! Ganun na lang tayo minsan eh. Ay! Hindi ko alam! Ano nangyari? Paano yun? Why? It's not a walk in the park. It's a battle against powerful forces of evil that threaten to destroy us. Now, hindi tapos yung kwento. Lumaban ang mga Israelita. Handa na ba kayong malaman paano sila lumaban? So let's take a look. Verse 9. Let us take a look. So Moses said to Joshua, "Choose for us men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." So there is Joshua. Sa unang pagkakataon, lumabas si Joshua. Joshua is the first mention of the man here. No po, pero siya po ay naging second man, right man, hand man ni Moses for 45 years. At makikita din natin that Joshua had this, kumbaga strength, power. Siya po ay military strategist. Talaga po warrior by nature itong si Joshua. Interestingly enough, ang pangalan ni Joshua sa Numbers 13:16 ay Jehoshua, or kaya naman po sa ibang translation ay Hosea, ang ibig pong sabihin ay Savior. Savior. You know, the first strategy that Israelites had so that they can fight the Amalekites is to have this courageous leadership in the person of Joshua. At ang sabi po ni Moses, Joshua choose for us men. So yun daw pong men dito, lahat ng lalaki. Kaya po lahat ng lalaki, sumigaw ng amen. Kasama kayo sa pagdirigma. No, kasama kayo sa ayaw at sa gusto nyo. Hahayo kayo, lalaban kayo. You see here the contrast? A while ago, the Israelites were just looking from heaven down to the Red Sea, and now they are marching together as one nation, conquering the Red Sea, na po, passing through the Red Sea. Ganun lang yon, maglakad, ma-mesmerize ka sa ganda ng gawa ng Panginoon. Wow, napakalaking aquarium. Wow, ang gaganda ng mga isda. Wow, ang galing ng Panginoon. But now in Rephidim, anong sabi ng Panginoon? Fight! Fight! Saan sila galing? Sa Egypt. Anong meron sa kanila sa Egypt doon? Trabaho. Work. Iniligtas sila ng Panginoon sa mga Ehipsyo. Lakad. Marcha. And you see the mighty move of God. And now, fight! Paano ako lalaban? Hindi naman sila nasanay. But there was Joshua leading the troop, leading the nation. We can see here, mga kapatid, the movement of God. No po, from being passive to becoming active, from looking from afar and experiencing the wonders of the Lord, and now ikaw na ang hahawak so that you can do the wonders of God. From watching to doing, from resting to trusting. Wow, we cannot box God. And therefore, you must be willing to go out of the box when God said so. We must be willing to move with God in the first place. Lord, where are you at? Where are you today? I want to be there. Lord, what is your movement today? Ang movement namin ngayon, magbasa ka anak. Silence and solitude. Thank you, Lord. Wow, I feel refreshed. Okay, next month, nasan ang move mo, Lord? Nandun sa labas. Move out. Go into missions. Ang sarap mag-aral, no? Ma-enjoy mo ba yung aral? Yes, somehow. Pero nandun ba si God? Nag-move na si God. Go out and do the mission. It is important that we know the movement of God and we want to move with Him as well. And sabi ni Moses, kay Joshua, okay, station the men and fight! Alright, ilang araw silang magpe-prepare? Ilang araw with the verse, ang sabi dito ni Moses, and then tomorrow, I will go up to the hill. Isang araw. Akalain mo yon, isang araw lang silang maghahanda para makipaglaban sa Amalekites. Pero anong gusto mo? Maghanda o matalo ng nakatunganga? A lot of us, marami po sa atin, natalo tayo tayo sa pakikipagdigma kay Satanas, natalo tayo sa mga pakikipagdigma sa laman, natalo tayo sa pakikipagdigma sa mundo because we do not fight. We lose by default. Pero ang sabi ni Moses, go on. Hanapin mo ang mga lalaki, i-assemble mo sila, lalaban tayo at ako aakyat ako doon bukas. Tomorrow. This is a movement with God. This is an anticipation that God is gonna be with them and God is going to help them. Do not lose the battle by default. Kapatid, lumaban ka. Mayroon kang kapangyarihan. Be courageous. Amen. Ang lungkot ng buhay, kung wala kang ginawa, nagpabugbog ka na lang kay Satanas. Nagpatalo ka sa damdamin mo na nobody cares for me, nobody loves me, no one accepts me, hindi na siguro hanggang dito na lang ang paglilingkod ko sa Panginoon. Sinong may sabi sa'yo? Kumbaga po, the best days are ahead of us. Do something with the time that is left for you. Come on, get up, fight your battle. Move with God. Move with God. See your future where? Saan mo titignan ang kinabukasan mo? Saan ka magsisimula to see your victory? Today. Today, in the present time, declare it, see it, that I'm gonna be victorious. I'm gonna be successful in the Lord. I'm gonna be transformed, redeemed. See your victory today and do something about it. 24-hour preparation. Kapatid, strategize, gear up, fight the battle with the sword of God. And number two, strategy. Yung tinatawag natin dito, prevailing prayer. Walang word o walang salita sa teksto natin that Moses prayed. Pero with all the commentaries and description dito, saan kinuha yung prevailing prayer, ay yung pong posture ni Moses, ang sinabi niya, tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand. He goes to the presence of God, not by himself. He goes to the presence of God with the power of God in him. You know, tayo din mga kapatid, we can always go in the presence of God, not with our own standing, but with Christ. He is our priest. He is our Lord. And makakaharap lang tayo sa Diyos Ama with the power of Jesus within us. So, dito makita natin that Moses went up to the hill with the staff of God. Everybody say with me, staff of God. Dala niya ang tanda, ang simbolo ng pagsama ng Diyos sa kanya. In any endeavor, in any movement, in any direction, never, never go without the presence and the staff of God with you. May approval ba ni Lord? May power ba ni God? May pagsama ba ng Diyos? And if you have it, then you will see the victory that lies before you. Mga kapatid, and whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. And whenever he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed. Ano to? Formula ba to? Dapat ba pagka nag-pray ka, nakataas ang kamay mo? Kasi pagka hindi ka nag-pray na nakataas ang kamay, hindi ka sasagutin ni Lord? This is not a formula. This is a posture. A posture speaks of your desperation of help from God. This posture speaks of intercession. Nandito yung mga Amalekites at saka mga Israelita nakikipaglaban. And then Moses went up to the hill. Pumakit na si Moses. He was interceding between God and the nation Israel. That's the power of intercession. And sabi dito, when his hands held up high, wow, nananalo sila! Pero pag bumaba, natatalo, may namamatay. Again, this is the reality. Moses is not a superman. The staff of God is not the answer. It is God of the staff and the God of Moses. And makita natin dito, tubulong na po, no? Si Aaron and si Hur. Mamaya makita natin. The word prevail here, na natili, pinipilit itaas ang kanyang mga kamay kasama ng staff. The word prevail means to endure, tiisin, hanggang sa ma-accomplish, maabot, and to have this power to influence. Prevailing prayer is a prayer that has power of influence and a prayer that accomplishes something. Ang panalangin na ito, prevailing prayer, ay hindi lang ito prayer for the food. Hindi ito prayer na ingatan ka ng Diyos sa iyong paglalakbay. Prevailing prayer is a kind of prayer na hindi mo tatantanan hanggat hindi nagaganap ang pagkapanalo, ang pagkagapi, ang hindi nagaganap ang kalooban ng Diyos sa iyo. When was the last time you prevailed in prayer? When was the last time you shake the heavens? And Lord, sasabihin mo sa kanya, Panginoon, I'm so desperate na hindi mangyayari ang mga bagay nito unless you help me. That's why I am prevailing. Sabi ni D.L. Moody, prayer does not mean that I am to bring God down to my thoughts and my purposes and bend His government according to my foolish, silly, and sometimes sinful notions. Prayer means that I am to be raised up into filling, into union and design with Him, that I am to enter into His counsel and carry out His purpose fully. Ang panalangin ng prevailing prayer na ito ay hindi yung parang nagmamakaawa ka lang kay Lord. Sige na Lord, pansinin mo ako, parang awa mo na, sagutin mo na ito. Ano ba yung hinihingi mo? Yung para sa gusto ko, yung para sa hinahanap ko, yung gustong gusto ko talaga, Lord, sige na po, ibigay mo na. Hindi daw yun ang prevailing prayer dito sa konteksto na ito. Ang panalangin na ito, na prevailing prayer, ay pinapasakop mo ang iyong damdamin na makipag-isa sa Diyos. And therefore, the force of God will come upon you that you enter into His counsel. And therefore, when He says yes, it's also a yes to you. And when He says no, it's also a no to you. Why? Because it's His purpose. And you carry out His purpose. Number three strategy is the team support. But Moses' hands grew weary. Imagine ninyo po yun, nakataas ang kamay ninyo. Na po, at ang mga dugo talaga po ay bumababa. So, nangawit si Moses. And Aaron and Hur held up his hands. So, tatlo po ang tao dito. Siguro, habang nakataas ang kamay ni Moses, dalawang kamay together with the staff. Yung isang kamay muna ni Hur kasi pinapahinga yung isa eh. Dito naman, kay Aaron, nakapahinga yung isa. Pagka nangawit na, imagine niyo po yun, ilang kamay yun. Tatlong tao to the sixth tower. Yan ang nagagawa ng team spirit. Yan ang nagagawa ng team support. Pero imagine niyo, nagkaisa sila. There's unity. Anong gusto nila? Manalo! Everybody say with me, manalo! No, gusto natin maipanalo ang laban, gusto natin maging victorious, gusto natin makatawid, gusto natin maligtas, gusto natin ang kalooban ng Diyos. Pero kung wala tayong suporta, titignan ka lang, unti-unti na si Moses nanlulupaypay. Anong ibig sabihin? Pag bumagsak ang kamay ni Moses, anong ibig sabihin? Tama yung sagot ninyo. Ano pong ibig sabihin pag bumaba ang kamay ni Moses? Natatalo. Pag nakataas ang kamay ni Moses, ano nangyayari? Nananalo. Crossroad. We wanna win the battle. We wanna win this nation for God. But where are the people in the team? Ang gawain ng pagkapanalo ng gawain ng Diyos ay hindi po pastor lang o mga leaders or mentors, every one of us. And you know, pag pumunta na tayo sa month of May and even in June, in our missions month, pupunta tayo sa mga bahay-bahay, pupunta tayo sa ospital, pupunta tayo sa eskwelahan. You see, a lot of people out there, no, they have their own battles. And you carry their battle to win over, no, for the Lord. Pero kung wala kang katuwang, you lose the battle and you also lose the people. Kaya napakahalaga po that we have this team support. At ang resulta, ano ang resulta? Verse 13. Everybody read with me verse 13. And Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the sword. Kuwari tayo yung mga Israelita, nanalo tayo. Anong pakiramdam? Ayan, ganyan. Nanalo na po tayo. Anong pakiramdam? Ayan, magaling lang po tayo pagka nanalo si Manny Pacquiao eh. Napapatayo ka sa upuan eh. Dapat ganun eh. Pumapadyak ka pa eh. Nagpapakain ka pa, naglalabas ka ng lechon. Pag nananalo si Manny Pacquiao, nagpapakain ka eh. Yung iba po nagpapainom. Nagpapainom sa buong basketball court. Nagpapainom ng juice. Why? Nanalo eh. Mga kapatid, nananalo tayo dahil kay Kristo. Amen? Napanalo na ang laban natin kay Satanas. Amen? Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, panalo ka na! Panalo, palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Hallelujah! Pero teka lang, winning the battle is not the end. It is just a means to the ultimate redemption plan of God. Winning the battle is not the end. It is just a means to the ultimate redemption plan of God. And what is the redemption plan of God? Not to bring the Israelites to the promised land, but to bring the Israelites to Him. To God. This is our goal in life. This is our destiny, the Lord Himself. Ang makita mo siya ng mukhaan, ang mayakap mo siya, ang mabuhay ka ng magpasawalang hanggan, kasama mo ang iyong malilikha at ang iyong tagapagligtas. Therefore, dinala sila ng Panginoon how to handle the winning point, how to manage the success. Number three, the winning point. And the Lord said to Moses, makinig tayo mga kapatid, in the times of our answered prayers, in the times of our success, God speaks. Anyone here, you have an answered prayer? You feel blessed by God? Do not end with a blessing. Pause. Listen, because the blessing is not the end. The blessing must usher you to the blesser. And there, the blesser would speak to you. And yung ibe message niya sa'yo is the most important reminder that would bring you to the next part of your journey. Sabi ng Panginoon, then the Lord said to Moses, write this as a memorial in a book and recite it in the ears of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven. How did God see the success of the Israelites? Yes, it's one thing to celebrate, but it's one great thing to receive direction. Write this. There are two great streams of sacred tradition in Hebrew. Sa Hebrew daw po, para daw po talaga ma-obserbahan ang kabanalan ng mga salita ng Panginoon, kailangan daw po dalawa ang gawin mo. Isulat mo at isalita mo. You write it and then you speak it. Write, document, journal. Sabi po ng Chinese proverb, the palest ink is better than the best memory. Huwag natin pagtiwalaan yung memory natin, oo, kaya ko yan, natatandaan ko yan. Naku po, isulat natin para meron tayong babalikan. At kahit na ano pang tatak ng ballpen natin, basta meron tayong isinulat, ibig sabihin nun, yun ang mahalaga. Kapatid, alam na alam mo kung ano yung sinusulat mo eh. Ano yun? Tinatandaan mo yung utang ng kapitbahay mo. Diba? Nung bata kami, natatandaan ko yun eh. Umuutang ako doon sa katabitindahan namin. Tapos meron kaming mahabang papel na ganun. Yung kinugupit niya yung mga kahon ng mga candies. Tapos nakalagay doon, aba. Okay, tapos kumuha ako ng biskwit. Anbawa, 25 centavos lang. 25. Sa isang linggo, babayaran ng nanay ko yun. Ang galing. Kailangan meron nun. So, yung mga nililista natin, yung mga importante sa atin. At yung mga pinagpapahalagahan natin. That's why in Hebrew, tinuruan silang pahalagahan ang salita ng Diyos. At kaya ngayon may nababasa tayo eh. Kasi, ang galing nila eh, sinulat nila eh, sinunod nila ang Panginoon. Mga kapatid, do you write? Do you take notes? Kapag kami po mga teachings tayo like this, sermon notes, or kaya may mga life group po kayo, do you take notes? And then, sabi doon, read aloud. Sabi po ng isang quotation, reading the Bible may seem like a mundane activity or parang nakaka-bore naman yan, nakakapagod. Meron pa bang ganyan yan? But you know, in the spiritual realm, reading the Bible is a fierce battle against the enemy. Keep up the fight in your own home. You know, this is one value that we have in our home. Lalo na nung lumalaki po yung mga anak namin in their formative years, every day. Lahat po ng anak ko na ipinagbuntis ko po, nung nalaman ko na buntis ako, nagbabasa na po ako ng Bible aloud. Aloud. Because I know and I believe that there is power with the words spoken. Mga magulang who are here, raise your hands. Raise your hands. Anong salita ang naririnig ng anak ninyo? Please, make a resolution. Hindi pa huli ang lahat. Have your time with your children before they sleep. Read the verse. Read the verse. Read the story. Revive. Redeem. This speaking of God's word to our home. At ang sabi ng Panginoon kay Moses, sabihin mo ito, recite mo to specifically kanino? Specifically to Joshua. Why? Because God sees the next generation. And so for the purpose of remembering what God had promised. Ano ang promise ng Panginoon sa kanila? Sabi ng Lord, isulat mo to. Sabihin mo to kay Joshua specifically. Ano yun? Isulat mo yung pagkapanalo nyo. At ano pa? Yung promise. Ano sabi sa verse? As per Amalekites, they will be blot out under heaven. Isulat mo yun. Moses, you will not live forever. You need to pass on the leadership. And therefore, write it down and recite it to Joshua na ano, sa tuwing makakasalubong ka ng Amalekita, huwag kang manliliit, huwag kang matatakot, huwag kang masisindak, talo na sila. Sa anong panahon for 45 years, ito ang unang lahi na sinabihan ng Diyos si Joshua, do not be insecure, do not be intimidated with them, dahil talo na sila. When you look at ourselves, mga kapatid, tinapos na rin ng Panginoon ang lahat ng pakikipaglaban natin. Tinapos na rin ng Diyos ang lahat ng mga threats and battles within us and against us. Mga kapatid, remember your winning moments with God. Isulat mo yung winning moments mo. Ako siguro yung winning moment ko na hindi ko makakalimutan, every now and then, and every time I celebrate my birthday, I always write my redemptive story. How God redeemed me. How God loved me. How God called me to a Bible school. How God led me to these decisions. How God saved me from these people. How God rescued me from all these fears in life. Sinulat ko po lahat ang mga winning moments ko with the Lord. And number two, remember your winning moments that only God can give. Marami tayong pinanalo sa buhay. Actually, marami tayong laban na ikaw lang ang lumaban. Pero hinayaan ng Diyos na manalo ka. It's the grace and the mercy of God. Pero alam mo yon, may mga laban tayo na kailangan mo ang Diyos. Dahil kung hindi siya ang lalaban sa'yo, you will be doomed to destruction. One of which, ang pakikipaglaban natin sa kasalanan. We need a Savior, and that's Jesus. At after the Lord has spoken to Moses, write it down. Mark this. Remember this. Recite this to Joshua. And sabi ng Panginoon, sabi sa salita ng Panginoon, verse 15, and Moses built an altar and called the name of it, the Lord is my banner, saying, a hand upon the throne of the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Sinabi, dineclare ni Moses, I declare, decree, Israel, you will be a winner forever against the Amalekites because the Lord is our banner. It's not because I prayed. It's not because Joshua is a military strategist. It's not because we have a team support. It's only because God is with us. Mga kapatid, ang dami nating pakikipaglaban. Pero bakit nga ba tayo nanalo? Tinulungan tayo ng Diyos. Tinulungan tayo ng Panginoon. The victory then was the Lord's. Just as the war, every battle that we will face, let God be our banner. A banner is a military standard. Isang kapiraso lamang naman po itong cloth. Usually po ay nagsisignal ito ng kampo, ng mga kampo. And every time you see, kung ikaw ay nasa pagdidigma, kapag ka mga sundalo, when they see the flag, their flag raising up, wow, ibig sabihin nun, buhay pa sila. And sabi dito, as long as the banner is still flying, we know that the battle is not lost. Jesus is our rallying point of victory. If Jesus is your banner, if Jesus is your flag, kapatid, may pagkatalo ba? Sumagot po tayo, mga kapatid. May pagkatalo ba pagka si Lord ang banner mo? May pagkatalo ba pagka ang puntahan mo, kapag sugatan ka na, punta ka sa rallying point mo, at ang rallying point mo is Jesus. Wow, we see the victory as always. And therefore, makikita natin looking forward in the book of Joshua, ilang beses binanggit ni Joshua yung salitang be strong and take courage. Nung namatay na si Joshua, namatay si Moses in Joshua chapter 1, verse 1, tumindig na si Joshua, it's now his turn to take the lead. Pero ang simula niyang salita, Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Naalala ni Joshua, naisulat niya, nasalita niya, at naisabuhay niya. That's the power and the purpose of God's Word. Read the Word, believe the Word, speak the Word, and live the Word. Ipamuhay ang salita. 2,000 years ago, mula sa henerasyon natin ngayon, bumalik tayo 2,000 years ago, may isang dakilang pagdirigma. May isang madugong pagdirigma. Hindi pa tayo pinapanganak. Wala pa tayo dito, pero mayroong isang malaki at talaga pong deadly warfare. And that is the warfare of Jesus for you and for me. 2,000 years ago, ipinaglaban ka na ni Jesus. At doon sa krus ng Kalbaryo, ipinanalo ka niya. All your sins, all the desires of your flesh, even all the attacks of the devil, pinanalo na ng Panginoon. Amen. Purihin natin ang Diyos. Come on, clap our hands to Jesus. And he says here, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody, gawin natin yung sinabi ni Moses. Let us recite 1 Corinthians 15:57. Go, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through. Everybody shout, Lord Jesus Christ. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Yung mundo na hindi natin kayang pagtagumpayan, yung demonyo na kinakatakutan natin, tinapos na lahat ni Satanas. Sabi ng Panginoon in John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. The world of depression, the world of seduction, the world of tiredness, the world of worry, the world of utang, the world of misery, lahat yan, in-overcome na ng Panginoon. He is our banner. And look forward with our victory in Revelation 20:10. Nasaan na ang kinatatakutan mong demonyo? Kapatid, declare na ng Panginoong Jesus by His word in Revelation 20. Everybody read with me, go. And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Hallelujah! Panalo na tayo! Woo! Huwag ka nang matakot, matulog mag-isa kahit brown out. Kapatid, no forces against us shall prosper. As long as the rallying point, your flag, your banner is your Jesus, your Savior. Do you have a relationship with this Lord? With this Jehovah Yahweh Nisi. Today is the day that He invites you. And He wants not just to win the battle for you, but He wants you to see Him as your Savior, as your lover, as your friend, as your companion, as your satisfaction wherever you go. On your seats right now, Just answer God. Tinatanong niya sa'yo, am I your banner? Am I a Yahweh Nisi to you? Do I go before you? Do you allow me to lead your life? Do you allow me to fight your battle? Do you allow me to heal your wounds when you get wounded? Am I your Yahweh Nisi? Are you under attack? May attack ka ba ngayon? It could be the seduction of the world. Sobrang napapamahal ka sa mundo. Na kaunti na lang ang pagmamahal mo sa Lord. Or the least that you can love right now is God because you are too much in love with the world. Are you under attack with the seduction of the world? Are you under attack with the pleasures of your flesh? Meron kang tinatagong kasalanan? Or alam mo nagkasala ka? But there is no spirit of repentance in you because you want to linger on more with this sin. Kapatid, remember, that is a force. Yung force na yan will kill you. Are you under attack by the devil? You have lies and deception in your spirit. It's time to surrender it all to God. Choose to overcome and say to the Lord, God, I surrender to you, my Yahweh Nisi, the banner who goes before me, the banner who went before, in the back of me 2,000 years ago, you fought the battle for me. And now, Lord, ang dami ko pa pong battle na kakaharapin. But without you, my Yahweh Nisi, my banner, I could see myself falling again and again. Lord, you are my Yahweh Nisi. I felt disappointed in life. Wala na akong guts to serve. Wala na akong guts to do the mission. Wala na akong guts to continue on with my calling because I'm so disappointed with life. But you know, our fight. So sabi ni Paul kay Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Finish the race. Kapatid, to the elderly here in the house, there is still fire of the Holy Spirit in you. Do your mission. Complete your mission with the banner of Jesus in you. Come on. The best is yet to come. Amen? Huwag ka magpatalo sa mga kaganapan kahapon. Because today, God is giving us the best wins ever in life and in ministry.